Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tax. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 22nd. It'll be live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 43,000 head will sell, including 12,000 yearling steers, 8,700 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Well, the futures market today continue to show weakness after yesterday's bounce back. We sold off in the cattle markets. The April live were down 80 cents at 119.77. The June's down a buck 95 at 117.25. They did go make new lows for this move. Kind of disappointing here going through the previous day's lows. And this is the lowest level since the beginning of March for the June live cattle. So big time sell off. It's gone all the way from just over 125. At the 1st of April, down to 117.25 today. So really disappointing there for the June live cattle. Feeder cattle were down as well. They were 247 lower in April at 135.10. May's down at 317 to settle at 139.60. August, 151.92, which is down about $2.60. And they were just over 162, so now we're just below 152. So a $10 sell-off this month so far. And again, just like the live cattle going back to the lows at the first part of April, the sell barns around the United States are also showing weaker prices here, which is the tail wagging the dog or the dog wagging the tail here. So the futures market may be pressuring the cash prices in the sell barn rather than the other way around.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th.
Well, today's grain futures continue to show strength. They've, of course, been rallying here for the last couple of months, but today they really put the pedal to the metal here with May corn up 19 cents at 625.5. That's the highest level for May corn. December corn, new crop corn up 8 at 536.5. That's also a new high. May soybeans up 25 at 1497 with the high of 1499. Also a new high. November beans closed up. It looks like the last trade was 13.10, up 10¾. New highs there as well. So new highs for corn and beans. July Kansas City wheat finished up 9¾ at 637¾. Not a new high, but we are inching back closer to it. The idea on all these grains is that we have a couple days of really cold weather, below normal, seasonally for the crops here. And as the corn and bean crops are trying to be planted, what kind of issues, what kind of time frame is it pushing us back here? And then in the wheat market, I know it got into below freezing in Oklahoma. Some places in southern Oklahoma got down to 29 degrees overnight. So that could damage some of the wheat crop that's already headed. The good news is that Kansas's crop hasn't really headed yet, so maybe not much of a factor up there.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, so may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.